It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
My cousin Vladimir Louisson, before we bask in the glory of this week in the NFL, mainly Dolphins, Eagles, 8:20 tonight. Let's relive the glory that was last night when Miami took on Clemson.
Borealis comes forward, and away we go from Hard Rock Stadium. Emery Williams, Torrey Smith in the backfield with him. Smith will take the handoff. Oh, he's got a big hole for Torrey Smith. Here we go. And midfield is at the 40. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. One man to beat for Torrey Smith. Into the end zone. He fumbled the ball. In the end zone. He went 80 yards and fumbled the ball. Smith went 80 yards and there's a flag down. Did he cross the plains? Oh, my goodness.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be.
Play clock at 5. Klubnik wants to throw. End zone for Brennan Stuhl. James Williams is there. Brennan Stuhl, does he have it? Incomplete.
He has it, but it's out of bounds.
At the further review, the ruling on field is a touchdown.
Well, my dear friends, I don't know what else to tell you.
Some more ACC cooking.
Yeah. Williams a throw. End zone. Colby Young. He's got it! Touchdown! Miami! Colby Young, the left corner of the end zone.
Down to business, mental self-defensive fitness.
Oh, Andres Barbora-Gallis comes on trying to tie this thing up. Off the right hash mark. 38-yard kick. Snap is down. Kick is on the way. It is good! We're tied at 17 with 1:52 to play in the game.
Fight the power. Fight the power.
Here's the snap. Give Allen. Dives A.J. Allen. In there.
Get in there,
he got in. Allen punches it in for a two-point conversion. He goes in behind McCoy and Maui Noah. Allen punches it in. And it's an 8-point lead for Miami in double overtime, 28-20. And now Clemson has the pressure back on them. Will they knuckle under the pressure, or can Klubnik deliver?
Fight the power. Fight the power.
Take Gibbs. No, he's going to run it himself. Left side. He's going to be. Drop down. It's over.
Bye now.
Miami wins it. He was stopped. He was stopped. Corey Fly got him. Corey Fly got him. Miami wins. There's Bedlam at Hard Rock Stadium. It's a dream, but it is real. Miami wins 28-20 in double overtime.
So signature Saturday now is signature Sunday. Can the Dolphins put a signature win on their resume? It is week 7 of the NFL. Some games so far, very interesting. Some, not so much. Buccaneers-Falcons, 10-10 in the third. That's exactly what we expected, Vlad.
Yeah, nastiness.
Ho-hum. Ho-hum. Didn't expect this. The Bears at the end of the third with their undrafted quarterback, Bagent, 21-3 on the Raiders. Jimmy Garoppolo not playing, though. Woo! Those Bears went from being the worst team in the NFL to not the worst team in the NFL.
Does anybody want Caleb?
I don't know. Colts-Browns, they're putting some points up, though. The Browns 27-21 over the Colts right now at the beginning of the third quarter.
Deshaun Watson out of the game.
Anthony Richardson out for the season.
Hurt in the first quarter. And don't know what his condition
status
is right now.
His status. Yeah.
Well, he's out for the game, clearly, but we don't know what's going to happen. But Cleveland's got a great defense, and Indy's been scrappy this whole season, man.
They have.
They've been very scrappy this season, so we'll see. It's going to be a good one.
I expect a little more from the Commanders today. They're down 14-7 with 6 minutes to go in the third. I'm guessing it's a division rivalry, and they just really haven't gotten going. The Giants, not a very good team. The Commanders, not a great team, but I thought Eric Bieniemy could muster up a little more than 7 points.
I don't know what happened here.
Speaking of you don't know what happened, talk about a game that I don't know what happened here. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Ravens.
And the Lions.
Oh, my God. Just picking on those Lions, like making the Lions cowardly. Like, geez, 35-0. Everybody was talking, Detroit. Oh, my God. Could they be the next team to move up with Philadelphia and San Francisco? Dude, you get punked 35-0 on the road. Yeah. Slow down. Slow all that Lion roar.
There's contenders and there's pretenders. This week, you're a pretender. That's all I can say. Patriots-Bills has been interesting. Just starting the fourth quarter, Patriots kind of taking it to the Bills, although not a lot to show for it. They're up 16-10. I'm thinking this is one of those games. Hopefully I'm wrong. Buffalo, although I don't really want the Patriots to win either. Buffalo's just going to muddle around, and then at the end of the game, they're going to score a touchdown and win by 1, 2, 3 points, something like that.
So isn't it ironic when you come to find out that Bill Belichick signed a secret long-term lucrative contract? The Patriots are balling now. It's as if, oh, wait, hold up. He's still here? Oh, damn. He's not going to leave?
We can't get rid of him?
We can't get rid of him? I better start playing well.
Gotta start playing now.
I better start busting my ass a little bit more. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay to play bad for a couple of weeks, but now I got to get mine, you know, my stats. This is my contract, man. Like, yeah, buddy. Interesting. Coming up later today at 4 o'clock, Battle of the Birds, the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Also at 4 o'clock, Steelers, Rams. Who knows what's going to happen in that game. 425, Chargers, Chiefs. Ah, a little rivalry action right there. 425 also, Packers, Broncos. Whew. See what happens there. And then, of course, tonight, 820, Dolphins, Eagles from the Link. I don't like some of these blowouts that are happening, like with the Ravens and the Lions. Makes me a little uneasy, and the Bears and the Raiders, although the Raiders have now made it 21-9.
Nah, the call was reversed.
Oh.
It was ruled incomplete pass.
Poor Raiders. I don't know if anybody's ever said that before, but nonetheless.
You got to go for it right now. If you're 3rd and 4, you're down 18.
Yeah. Tonight, though, this is one of those games. Both teams, I mean, obviously want it for all the obvious reasons. Dolphins really needed to solidify themselves as an elite top-tier team. The Eagles want to solidify because they don't want that two-game losing streak, but also to say, hey, look, we're still here. We're still okay. We're still the elite team in the NFC, maybe in the NFL. No changes this year. We're getting everybody's best game. Should be interesting. Like I said, if no matter what happens, I'm not going to be totally surprised. I don't know what to expect. We'll get into our predictions, though, in a little bit. Tyler Van Dyke did not play last night due to a leg and hand injury. In his place, Emery Williams led the Canes to a 28-20 double overtime victory. Corey Flagg got the game-ending sack. Miami, Virginia, Saturday, 3:30, right here on 560 WQAM. Does it scare you a little bit, Vlad, that Virginia went into North Carolina and won? Or are you just saying that's college football?
It's football, man. Any given weekend, man. Look what's going on in the NFL and college football is the same way. If you look at the games yesterday, a lot of games were more competitive than you expected.
Yeah. Like I always said, throughout my illustrious career covering college and pro football, especially college football, you're never as good as your best game. You're never as bad as your worst game. You're somewhere in between. So it's just one of those things. Hopefully we get the bad Virginia coming up on Saturday and the good Miami. We'll be A-OK. Jeff Wilson Jr., he's been activated off the IR to running back for the Dolphins. Fullback Alec Ingold also expected to play today for the Dolphins when they kick off at 8:20 in Philly. Whew! We're going to be covering this for the next hour before we hand it off to Game Day Uncensored, the pregame. The Heat finalized their roster yesterday, signing Drew Smith to a multi-year deal and putting Cole Swider on a two-way deal. They also waived Justin Champagny and Cheick Diallo. The season starts Wednesday, 7:30, Kaseya Center against the Detroit Lions. Inter-Miami season is over. They lost 1-0 last night. Lionel Messi played every single minute of the game, maybe dispelling any rumors that he's possibly really hurt. Although, did he look like himself last night? I wasn't able to cover that much of the game. I was with the Panthers.
I wasn't able to see it as well, but didn't seem like it.
When they played FC Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago, he did not look like himself. He did not look like Lionel Messi. But the good thing is now he's got plenty of offseason. They've said that they're not going to loan him out to Barcelona, that he's not going to be loaned out anywhere. He's going to stay here in South Florida, play for the Argentine national team, of course, do some international duty. But for the most part, he's going to have a little bit of vacation time, which is, I think, at his accelerated professional age,
at 36,
probably a good thing. Since he's played basically a football match every week since he's been 16 years old for 20 years straight. So, yeah.
For two decades, yeah.
Let him go. Take a little time, Lionel. Take a little time. Sam Reinhart did have two goals in the third period, but it wasn't enough as the Panthers fell to the Canucks 5-3. Next up, a winless San Jose Sharks. They come to town Tuesday at 7:45. Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky, he's been good, not great.
No, he hasn't been great.
Definitely hasn't been great. And we know that Spencer Knight, he's in the AHL over in Charlotte trying to get his, you know, game right. Luckily, the Panthers don't have too many, like, back-to-back games or, like, their games are kind of spread out, so it gives Sergei Bobrovsky time to kind of rest up, and then, you know, between games and get his mind right. But so far, this is what we kind of didn't want the Panthers to be because we didn't want to be held hostage the rest of the season. And I feel as though we're not being held hostage, but I'd like to be 3-2 instead of 2-3. That's just me, though. The Phillies, they did defeat the D-backs last night, 6-1. They lead that series 3-2. Tonight, the Astros, they lead the Rangers 3-2. Game is at 8 o'clock.
You think they clinch it tonight?
No, I think the Rangers win. I think the Rangers have pride. And I think it's a rivalry. It's a Texas shootout. You got to go into game number 7. Now, you get into game number 7, you're in a lot of trouble because the Astros, they're a really good team, and they've got experience and history kind of on their side. But I think the Rangers have enough to make a push tonight and get to that game 7. And if you're a Rangers fan, you got to feel pretty good about that. That's a successful season, win, lose, or draw. Well, there's going to be no draw in game 7, but win or lose in game 7. The NFL has warned teams that there will be significant punishments for fighting before, during, or after games. No specifics were given.
Can't fight.
I like that. No specifics, really. Also, like the NBA, stars are not allowed to sit a certain amount of games. Well, what constitutes being a star? We'll determine that. Like, yo, you give me some definition. You can't just willy-nilly say stuff like that. I mean, I know why they write it like that. Yeah, because basically they can categorize anybody as a star. I don't know.
Well, no, that's a great question. Like, what makes you a star?
Yeah, because the NBA says you are.
But, well, then that's not right, because then come contract time, what if a player say, well, wait a minute, the NBA regards me as a star.
Yeah, I should be able to
get this amount of money, or I should be able to sit down and do this and that. So that's a slippery slope there. You're able to decide what's a star.
My question is, let's say you're the NBA, Vlad. Is Kevin Love considered a star?
No, but he's old.
I don't know. Kevin Love just popped in my head. Yeah, Tyler
he's
Zeller.
He's old. He can sit down if he wants.
Cody Zeller. He always catches shrapnel, man.
He's nothing.
Plays for the Pelicans now. Can't wait.
He's nothing.
Loved him with the Heat. Now love him with the Pelicans. There's certain guys you cannot get rid of. Have you ever noticed that? Players that, you know, like, they're on your team. You don't really like them. You finally get rid of them. They go to, like, your second favorite team.
Yeah, you're right.
That happened with Alvaro Aminu a couple times with me also. Like, Alvaro Aminu.
Oh, my God. He was like, geez, he's always, yo, Alvaro Aminu was the Tyler Hero before Tyler Hero. He was in every trade scenario.
He wishes
Clippers.
He was as good as Tyler Hero.
But he was the guy, like, every time.
Oh,
he was always being thrown in. That's the added piece for this trade.
My favorite thing is the sky's the limit for Alvaro Aminu. He's never reached his potential. He's been in the league for 9 years. I'm like, maybe he doesn't have that potential. Maybe he doesn't.
That's a great point.
Speaking of go-kart, NASCAR is also Homestead Miami Speedway today. We're going to be cheering for Bubba Wallace.
Bubba.
We love Bubba. You know, Bubba is a Southern slang term for brother.
I know.
Okay. Just making sure, in case you didn't. With that being said, you know where we're going right now. We're going to take a step. Oh, you already got it going. Into the day spa. Get this, Vlad. An Australian woman claims spending over $500 on a male escort helped save her marriage. And her husband agreed.
Yeah. Let the escort deal with all that nasty, the headaches.
He said she needed someone to teach her some things here and there. Plus, she deserved a little break from being a stay-at-home mom. It's good to know he was on board.
Yeah, that means he's about to do his dirt.
Oh, I didn't look at it like that.
Yeah.
I looked at it like this. Someone else giving it to my old lady is enough. me giving him $500 to give it to her?
No, she's giving the $500.
You better have separate bank accounts. That ain't coming out the joint account. But
hell no.
She said it saved the marriage, though. So maybe it is a joint bank account.
Yeah, because then, you know, he don't have to deal with the BS.
Interesting relationship right there.
Man, listen. There's a lot of relationships like that we just don't know about because it's not, you know.
They don't make it public.
Then we're not privy to it, but a lot of relationships like that.
If your old lady comes up and says, loan me a couple hun so I could,
get with a hun?
Yeah. So I can learn things. Bring it back.
Wait a minute. You got to learn? Hold on. This is why we got married. You're supposed to be learning from me.
We got YouTube. Let's go.
Nah. I'll find
something.
But, hey, listen, it's not no Jada Pinkett or Will Smith situation.
That's a nasty situation, man.
That's nasty. So at least, you know, if they save the marriage, good. Good $500 spent.
Do whatever it takes to save that marriage. Don't think about it.
That $500 could be spent in other things.
Up next, more Dolphins Eagles here on 560 WQAM.
Talk to me, man. It's your boy, Young Hope. If you turn him off. Noise up. We can get right into the proceedings this evening. Headphones at the start. Bring it down a little bit. Okay. Now we working with it. The boy face up in baseline, baby. Smart. Welcome to New York City. It's your boy Young Ho. Kanye West on the track. Chi-Town. What's going on now? Can I talk to y'all for a minute? Let me talk to y'all for a minute. Just give me a minute of your time, baby. I don't want much. Woo! Let me talk these more. Guess who's Bizak? You still smell the in my clothes. Don't make me have to relapse on these. Take it back down the tax in a row. When I was hugging it, could do nothing with it. Straight from the oven with it. Came from the
560 WQAM. I'm feeling it in my bones, Cousin. Tonight. Woo! It's going to be a fight. Dolphins, Eagles, one team, high-powered offense. They call them more of a finesse team. The Eagles, high-powered offense and defensive line. They call them a bully ball team. Who's going to win out? It's a new NFL. This is in the 1970s where defense and toughness wins championships. Contrasting styles should be a whole lot of fun tonight. I was thinking as I was walking through the hall, what does Tua need to do to win tonight? And the honest answer is, do whatever it takes. I could see Tua only having 167 yards, but if he's accurate and makes the big passes, the Dolphins win the game. I could also see him having 424 yards, and if he's accurate and they score a ton of points, winning the game. Conversely, I could also see him having 167 yards, them losing the game because he didn't make the big play at the end. I could also see him having 427 yards and them losing the game also, but I don't know. I think if he has 400-something yards, Tua's and the Dolphins are going to be okay. I don't know if Philadelphia wants to get into a shootout. I would say if you're Philadelphia, beware. The best way for the Dolphins to win this is a shootout. You muck it up, as we say with the M, muck it up, make it a physical game, and we'll see what happens. I still think the Dolphins got a good shot no matter what, regardless. I know it's a tough task against the NFC champions on the road at night with all eyes watching, but this is what you want if you're the Dolphins. A chance to eliminate any doubt and all the chatter that you just beat up on little teams and you're still not in the elite of the elite of the league. You go out, win tonight, in any way, shape, or form, you win, you belong with the elite. Even if it is the defense that might save us in the end, maybe a Jason Sanders field goal, take it, right? There are no ugly wins in the NFL, especially against top-tier teams.
Oh, they could be ugly wins.
Oh, I mean, nobody's taking anything away from the Browns. Oh,
I'm
but
not
Chris
giving
McGraw
back an ugly win.
No, hell no.
Hell no.
Nobody's saying, oh, but the 49ers didn't have McCaffrey and Debo Samuel for most of the game.
Rat's ass.
Guess what? That's what you call football, especially in the NFL. Football. That's what we do. So go in there any means necessary. Honestly, that's what Tua should be. There's no targets. He doesn't need a certain amount of touchdowns. He doesn't need a certain amount of completions or a certain amount of yards. He needs a certain score on the scoreboard. That should be his goal right now. None of these gaudy numbers matter anything. What matters is the score at the end of the game. Remember, we were talking to Channing Crowder and some of the other guys, and they said, you know, the biggest trash talk you can ever do, and Leroy Horde also, when someone says something, does something, you point to the scoreboard.
Look at the scoreboard.
There's no comeback to that.
There's absolutely no comeback to that. You cannot come back.
There's no comeback.
And there is absolutely no comeback.
I've been on both sides of the situation, both sides of the ball, pardon the pun, where, you know, someone had blocked a shot and it almost hit the scoreboard. And like, oh, take that. Be like, oh, you almost hit the scoreboard. Look at it. And they just, oh, whatever, whatever. And they've also said, like, you want to come, you know, said something trash. And they're like, yeah, look at the scoreboard. Like, I don't have time for you. And it's like, duh. So Tua, the only number you need to worry about is the final on the scoreboard. Whether you pass for 1 yard or 1,000 yards. You're not going to get 1,000. If you get 1,000 yards tonight, that's going to be legendary. But no, whether you throw dude. Cheetah is going off.
You get 1,000 yards in a game.
Like, let's say you throw like 400-yard, 90-yard passes and then like sprinkle in some other long passes. Like,
well, first of all, how would you get 1,000 yards? Like, wait, like 599-yard
I'm breaking it out. So you get like a couple, like 590 to 100-yard passes. For some reason.
Literally, okay, understand.
So you're only halfway there.
You're not going to get a 100-yard pass. It's going to be 99.
Okay? So you're only halfway there with
599-yard passes. Okay, now explain to me how the other 500
passes. I know, that's the thing. You got to dip and dunk the rest of the way.
Like Stephen A. says, maybe just dip and dunk it in those.
No, you got to get big chunk passes, like a couple 50-yarders, a couple 40-yarders, a couple 75-yarders. But like quick strikes, obviously, quick strikes. No running. Yeah, Raheem Mostert, sit your ass on the bench. I'm going for 1,000 today. If it works, you know, don't stop.
If that happened, the Dolphins would have 11 minutes of time of possession.
Do the math. You throw 599-yard touchdown passes.
That's 495.
And you're still only not even halfway.
And you still got another 505 to go.
So, Tua, now you know what you got to do today. You know, I'm not telling you how to do it.
If he throws for 1,000 yards, you might as well just write the MVP award for him right there.
He don't have to play anymore this year.
Greatest. I don't really think so. He can take the next 2 weeks off. He'll still be leading the NFL in passing yards.
It was the greatest game in football history. Greatest performance in football history. Jeez. Goodness gracious. I hope he does it, though, man. I really do hope he does it. But, I mean, I like the idea of them airing it out today. Once again, not 1,000 yards, but I do like the idea of them airing it out. Why we want to ground and pound with a team that can ground and pound with anybody, with the best of the best of them? I don't know. Do what you do best. Get Tyreek, get Jalen Waddle out there, get some Braxton Berrios, a little more of a quote-unquote possession receiver, and get that Acura to arm rocking and rolling. That loosens up the run a little bit. Boom, punch, go. So, Vlad, real quick, percentage that Tua could have 1,000 yards in one game today?
None.
So you're saying it's impossible?
I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's not going to happen today.
Can you give me a .000001?
I give you .25 infinite zeros.
With one at the end?
With a one at the end.
Thank you. So you're saying it could possibly happen. I just want possibilities. Scientists will tell you that. If it happens, though, you owe me a lot. Going to finish things up next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Tonight is the night. Dolphins, Eagles, to me, in my opinion, the biggest game thus far this season in the NFL. 5-1, 5-1, defending NFC champions. Team that could be AFC champions this year, could be a prequel to the Super Bowl. It's going down 8:20 tonight. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to get the pregame going with Alejandro Solana, Alex Dano, and Omar Kelly. But what's more important, Vlad, what are you doing tonight once you get out of this place?
Work. Work, 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 work. Work, work, work. Random. But I'm going to try to go see my little nephew. Today's his birthday. They're cutting cake for him. I want to wish Grayson Ochoa a happy, happy birthday. I think he's a teen now.
Oh.
I think he's 13. Man. He's either 12 or 13.
That's
sweet. But the kid looks like he's probably got two kids and a family.
Full beard, you know.
Yeah, the 15 years. Nah, the Gray's the best, man. And, you know, shout out to his mother and father, Sharika and Gio, the Choa family. So I want to say wish a happy birthday to my nephew, and gonna hit the improv, Nandania Improv. Another college graduate comedians that went to school and graduated from comedy school. They're gonna have their own day today where they'll have, I believe, 10 minutes of stage time to do their own performance.
Nice.
And then after that, watch. Watch biggest game this season so far for the Miami Dolphins.
I think biggest game in the NFL so far this season. Forget Cowboys and 49ers and all that other nonsense. Jets, Eagles. Nonetheless, Vlad, of course, you go out to the Dania Improv tonight and you see my guy Vlad, you know, drop some bucks or a bag on him. Please take care of my guy.
Yeah.
Big time.
Green bags.
I'm sticking around. I'm going to help out with this Game Day Uncensored pregame.
Yeah, you're doing more of the pregame. Your pregame, you're not actually going to do the pregame. You did the pregame. Now you're doing the pregame.
And then when I get off, I'm going to pregame for the game. Probably go to. I'm trying to go to Prima Pasta by my house in North Beach. I know going to an Argentinian Italian restaurant to watch an NFL football game, that's kind of weird, but I like sitting at the bar, having a few drinks, watching the game. Chilling out. I'm going to try to do that tonight. Maybe have a couple Peronis and maybe eat some eggplant parmesan, have a good time at Prima Pasta. Stay close to home. It's been a long weekend, Vlad. And I mean, I'm not complaining. I've had a great time with every moment that we've spent here together, working on the air and also doing some other things behind the air. It's been absolutely great, but I'm ready to unwind with
some. Yeah, I've seen you too much.
It does get to the point, though, that, you know, as much as you care and love about someone, you've seen enough. You need a little break. So I'm glad that but of course, we're both not taking off. We're not leaving here and just going home and relaxing. It's going to be a great game, though, man. So I am so excited. Run out to Jensen's Liquor Store, maybe say hi to Manny, grab a drink on the way out. Some prestige. We've talked about this, Vlad. It's a prestige night. Don't go bottom shelf.
Prestige night, huh?
Or you want some hen, you might want to do that.
Some hen dog.
You don't go get the skull. You don't go get the bush. You get the good stuff tonight because this is that type of game. It is a primetime, big-time game. So far, the NFL, there's been a lot of blowouts.
A lot of craziness.
I don't like that.
But there's been some craziness. Indy has taken the lead over Cleveland.
Man.
Just starting the fourth quarter, 31-30. 2 minutes left in this AFC East battle.
Buffalo
Patriots are up by five, but Buffalo third and goal at New England's one.
What did I say? They're going to muddle around the whole game. Then at the very end, they're going to score a touchdown win by one, two, or three.
Chicago mollywhopping the Las Vegas Raiders.
I can't believe this.
I know. I understand. But you know what's funny? The week Devontae said that, you know, I want to be more included in the offense. I'm happy that we're winning, but I want to be included. They try to include him, and they're getting their ass kicked.
But not great Bears team, but not the worst team in the league.
And
anymore.
The Ravens in a game that everybody,
Woo!
I mean, they. And you know what makes this impressive for the Ravens? They just came back from England.
That's true.
Some teams usually take after that England trip. That's their bye.
Yeah, or they have a huge hangover.
They did not want their bye after the England trip
because you have the right to choose.
Right, you have the right to choose. They wanted later on in the year, and they beat them. They're beating the
stockings off
the urine out
of Anthony Richardson not going to be playing the rest of the season. We do know that Gardner Minshew has not been the Gardner Minshew that we know.
Man, that team has just been battling and battling for them. Got to give those Philadelphia offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator that got NFL head coaching jobs this past season credit, man. Mm-hmm. Steichen and I forgot what's the other Gannon. Gannon in Arizona. Those teams compete week in and week out. It's not an easy contest against those respective teams. So, and the Giants and Commanders, 14-7 Giants, they're moving right now into Washington's red zone with 9.5 left.
This is what it's all about tonight at 8:20. It's like I said earlier, million-dollar baby time. All you want is a shot to go in there, play your best game, and let the best team win. You go in there and you don't win, and you gave your best shot, it's all you can ask for. You go in there and you put it on them, you're feeling really good about yourself.
Put it on them?
Got to put it on them, man.
Yeah, okay.
Dolphins need to go in there and put it on them. It is great offense versus, great offense. The defense sometimes this year for the Dolphins has been suspect, although I think it's gotten a little more heat than it should be getting. I think it's a little better than most people are giving it credit for. Philadelphia, we know they're stacked. We know they're good. Maybe they haven't played as good as a lot of people want them to play this year. Still 5-1. Still had a really good chance to beat the Jets last week. Jalen Hurts had just a terrible game.
Well, we gave you the blueprint, man.
We do have that. Yeah, and it's a monkey-see, monkey-do league. I guess that's a bad term to use. It's just a copycat league. You know, you see how one team has success against the team, you go and do that. So, Dolphins can do that. I expect Mike McDaniel to have some thrilling and genius play calling in this game. It seems like every game he does, but in this big of a game. And I do like the fact that we talked to Javon Holland and some of the other guys on the Dolphins saying, is this just another week? Are you preparing like normal? And they go, no, I would be lying if I didn't say that this week means a little bit more. It's against the Eagles. It's in Philadelphia. it's prime time. I'm okay with that.
What you got? What's the score? I know you gave a score.
We haven't done that yet. But we haven't done that yet. Yeah, I got it. And I talked to you yesterday. 28-27 Dolphins, and it is the defense, the much maligned Vic Fangio defense, that comes up with a stop at the end of the game. Either that or Jalen Hurts just makes a bad decision at the end of the game. Either way, it's the defense. Vlad, what you got?
I have the Dolphins winning 27-24.
We're close.
But I just thought about it when I was about to say it. I was like, I said that yesterday. Do I really want to rely on Jason Sanders?
I do.
You do?
I trust in the defense and Jason Sanders at the end of the game. I'm not going to be nervous.
Okay.
I really don't. They got a lot to prove. This is
now,
their chance.
Another thing. If you have a chance to bring Jalen Hurts down, do not go at the man's arms. This man is so damn strong.
He's built like a fire hydrant.
He will stiff-arm your defender and still throw the ball a dart to his respective receiver. So, please, when you get a chance to lay the wood on Jalen Hurts, lay it. Pause. But definitely let him know that you're there. So you got to hit that man.
Yeah, arm tackles aren't going to do it against a man like that.
Nope, there is not going to do. And also, this Tampa Bay Atlanta game is just abysmal. just horrible.
It's so bad you have to watch it.
It's so bad you have to watch. The running game. You know how we're talking about how Philadelphia has time of possession? What if this flipped and the Dolphins had control of the clock? They're running time of possession. Because if that's the case, that means Philly's really losing.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, Vlad. It's going to come down to making plays. It's not going to be about how much yards
you got playmakers there,
how much time possession is important, but at the same time, it's about making
plays. There's playmakers on both sides, on both teams, on both sides of the ball.
Who's going to make the right play at the right time? Lo and behold, I predicted the Buffalo Bills would score late and win by 1, 2, or 3. They're now up 25-22, but with a minute 58 left.
Hey, can I get a pick six? That could cover my spread.
Oh, you got a little something going?
A little something.
Sometimes you got to put a little something on it.
It's the only way to watch the game sometimes, especially if your team's not
but
playing.
But don't you get nervous? Like, to me, like whenever I have money on a game, I can't enjoy it because I'm always nervous.
Oh, no, I can enjoy it.
I try to forget who's on my fantasy team, so when I watch
games. I haven't watched my fantasy. The minute my quarterback got hurt today, I stopped concerned. I stopped looking at my fantasy team. I had no more concern. Deshaun Watson. Jeez.
That's tough right there. That's tough business right there. But seems to be a thrilling game between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. I'm guessing it's going to be a thrilling game between the Miami Dolphins and the Eagles tonight. Two heavyweights throwing haymakers left and right. Will it be a knockout, drag-out fight? Will it be a track meet? We will find out.
I'll tell you right now, get your track shoes on and get to your local establishment. Dolphin fans, they should be – I don't want to see anybody waiting. You should know this is a Sunday night game, and unless you've eaten already, you had the big family dinner you don't need to eat at the local bar, get your asses over right now so that you have a seat. And oh, my gosh.
Buffalo showing how physical they are. They just got trucked over. Oh, there's a flag. Okay. I was wondering where
I was about to say.
Okay. So if you're not ready yet, we've done our best. We're going to get you more ready for the next 4 hours with the Dolphins pregame. It is called Game Day Uncensored. You got our dudes, Alex Dono.
They won't be cursing, guys. I don't know why it's called Game Day Uncensored, but they won't be cursing.
We would be cursing.
Oh, it would definitely be
We should do one off the radio one day just
if they don't,
on Twitch and YouTube.
If they don't slave us.
That's true. We don't have any free time. But Alex Dono, Omar Kelly, Alejandro Solana, they're going to give you 4 hours like no one else can of pregame for Dolphins, Eagles. Vlad is going to be at the Dania Improv. Maybe I'll be at Cafe Prima Pasta. Maybe I won't. If you see me, come on by. We'll have some drinks. We'll have some Italian food. We'll have a good time.
Happy birthday, nephew.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Grayson.
And hopefully happy nights for Dolphins fans. This has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, slugs.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Tonight is the night. Dolphins, Eagles, to me, in my opinion, the biggest game thus far this season in the NFL. 5-1, 5-1, defending NFC champions. Team that could be AFC champions this year. Could be a prequel to the Super Bowl. It's going down 8:20 tonight. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to get the pregame going with Alejandro Solana, Alex Dano, and Omar Kelly. But what's more important, Vlad, what are you doing tonight once you get out of this place?
Work. Work, 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 work. Work, work, work. But I'm going to try to go see my little nephew. Today's his birthday. They're cutting cake for him. I want to wish Grayson Ochoa a happy, happy birthday. I think he's a teen now.
Oh.
I think he's 13. He's either 12 or 13.
That's
sweet. But the kid looks like he's probably got two kids and a family.
Full beard, you know.
Yeah, the 15 years. Nah, the Gray's the best, man. And, you know, shout out to his mother and father, Sharika and Gio, the Ochoa family. So I want to say wish a happy birthday to my nephew. And going to hit the improv, Nandania Improv, another college graduate comedians that went to school and graduated from comedy school. They're going to have their own day today where they'll have, I believe, 10 minutes of stage time to do their own performance.
Nice.
And then after that, watch the biggest game this season so far for the Miami Dolphins.
I think biggest game in the NFL so far this season. Forget Cowboys and 49ers and all that other nonsense. Jets, Eagles. Nonetheless, Vlad, of course, if you go out to the Dania Improv tonight and you see my guy Vlad, you know, drop some bucks or a bag on him. Please take care of my guy.
Yeah.
Big time.
Green
big time.
Bags.
I'm sticking around. I'm going to help out with this Game Day Uncensored pregame.
Yeah, you're doing more of the pregame. You're not actually going to do the pregame. You did the pregame. Now you're doing the pregame.
And then when I get off, I'm going to pregame for the game. I'm trying to go to Prima Pasta by my house in North Beach. I know going to an Argentinian Italian restaurant to watch an NFL football game, that's kind of weird, but I like sitting at the bar, having a few drinks, watching the game, chilling out. I'm going to try to do that tonight. Maybe have a couple Peronis and maybe eat some eggplant parmesan, have a good time at Prima Pasta. Stay close to home. It's been a long weekend, Vlad, and I mean, I'm not complaining. I've had a great time with every moment that we've spent here together, working on the air and also doing some other things behind the air. It's been absolutely great, but I'm ready to unwind with some.
Yeah, I've seen you too much.
It does get to the point, though, that, you know, as much as you care and love about someone, you've seen enough. You need a little break. So I'm glad that but of course, we're both not taking off. We're not leaving here and just going home and relaxing. It's going to be a great game, though, man. So I am so excited. Run out to Jensen's Liquor Store, maybe say hi to Manny, grab a drink on the way out. Some prestige. We've talked about this, Vlad. It's a prestige night. Don't go bottom shelf.
Prestige nights, huh?
Or you want some hen, you might want to do that.
Some hen dog.
You don't go get the skull. You don't go get the bush. You get the good stuff tonight because this is that type of game. It is a primetime, big-time game. So far, the NFL, there's been a lot of blowouts.
A lot of craziness.
I don't like that.
But there's been some craziness. Indy has taken the lead over Cleveland.
Man.
Just starting the fourth quarter, 31-30. 2 minutes left in this AFC East battle.
Buffalo,
Patriots are up by five, but Buffalo third and goal at New England's one.
What did I say? They're going to muddle around the whole game. Then at the very end, they're going to score a touchdown win by one, two, or three.
Chicago mollywhopping the Las Vegas Raiders.
I can't believe this.
I know. I understand. But you know what's funny? The week Devontae said that, you know, I want to be more included in the offense. I'm happy that we're winning, but I want to be included. They try to include him, and they're getting their ass kicked.
But not great Bears team, but not the worst team in the league.
And
anymore.
The Ravens in a game that everybody – I mean, they – and you know what makes this impressive for the Ravens? They just came back from England.
That's true.
Some teams usually take – after that England trip, that's their bye.
Yeah, or they have
he
a huge hangover.
They did not want their bye after the England trip.
Because you have the right to choose.
Right, you have the right to choose. They won it later on in the year, and they beat them. They're beating the
stockings off
the urine out
of
course,
Anthony Richardson not going to be playing the rest of the season. We do know that Gardner Minshew has not been the Gardner Minshew that we know.
Man, that team has just been battling and battling for them. Got to give those Philadelphia offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator that got NFL head coaching jobs this past season credit, man. Mm-hmm. Steichen and I forgot what's the other Gannon. Gannon in Arizona. Those teams compete week in and week out. It's not an easy contest against those respective teams. So, the Giants and Commanders, 14-7 Giants, they're moving right now into Washington's red zone with 9.5 left.
This is what it's all about tonight at 8:20. It's like I said earlier, $1 million baby time. All you want is a shot to go in there, play your best game, and let the best team win. You go in there and you don't win, and you gave your best shot, it's all you can ask for. You go in there and you put it on them, you're feeling really good about yourself.
Put it on them?
Got to put it on them, man.
Yeah, okay.
Dolphins need to go in there and put it on them. It is great offense versus, let's say, great offense. The defense sometimes this year for the Dolphins has been suspect, although I think it's gotten a little more heat than it should be gained. I think it's a little better than most people are giving it credit for. Philadelphia, we know they're stacked. We know they're good. Maybe they haven't played as good as a lot of people want them to play this year. Still 5-1. Still had a really good chance to beat the Jets last week. Jalen Hurts had just a terrible game.
Well, we gave you the blueprint, man.
We do have that. Yeah, and it's a monkey see, monkey do league. I guess that's a bad term to use. It's just a copycat league. You know, you see how one team has success against the team, you go and do that. So Dolphins can do that. I expect Mike McDaniel to have some thrilling and genius play calling in this game. It seems like every game he does, but in this big of a game. And I do like the fact that we talked to Javon Holland and some of the other guys on the Dolphins saying, is this just another week? Are you preparing like normal? And they go, no, I would be lying if I didn't say that this week means a little bit more. It's against the Eagles. It's in Philadelphia. It's prime time. I'm okay with that.
What you got? What's the score? I know you gave a score
yesterday. We haven't done that yet. Yeah, I got it. I talked to you yesterday. 28-27 Dolphins, and it is the defense, the much maligned Vic Fangio defense that comes up with a stop at the end of the game. Either that or Jalen Hurts just makes a bad decision at the end of the game. Either way, it's the defense. Vlad, what you got?
I have the Dolphins winning 27-24.
We're close.
But I just thought about it when I was about to say it. I was like, I said that yesterday. Do I really want to rely on Jason Sanders?
I do.
You do?
I trust in the defense and Jason Sanders at the end of the game. I'm not going to be nervous.
Okay.
I really don't. They got a lot to prove. This is their chance.
Another thing. If you have a chance to bring Jalen Hurts down, do not go at the man's arms. This man is so damn strong.
He's built like a fire hydrant.
He will stiff-arm your defender and still throw the ball, a dart, to his respective receiver. So, please, when you get a chance to lay the wood on Jalen Hurts, lay it. Pause. But definitely let him know that you're there. So you got to hit that man.
Yeah, arm tackles aren't going to do it against a man like that.
Nope, there is not going to do. And also, this Tampa Bay Atlanta game is just abysmal. just horrible.
It's so bad you have to watch it.
It's so bad you have to watch. The running game. You know how we're talking about how Philadelphia has time of possession? What if this flipped and the Dolphins had control of the clock? They're running time of possession. Because if that's the case, that means Philly's really losing.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things, but it's going to come down to making plays. It's not going to be about how much yards
you got playmakers there,
how much time possession is important, but at the same time, it's about making
plays. There's playmakers on both sides, on both teams, on both sides of the ball.
Who's going to make the right play at the right time? Lo and behold, I predicted the Buffalo Bills would score late and win by 1, 2, or 3. They're now up 25-22, but with a minute 58 left.
Hey, can I get a pick six? That could cover my spread.
Oh, you got a little something going?
A little something.
Sometimes you got to put a little something on it.
It's the only way to watch the game sometimes, especially if your team's not
playing.
But
don't you get nervous? Like, to me, like whenever I have money on a game, I can't enjoy it because I'm always nervous.
Oh, no, I can enjoy it.
I try to forget who's on my fantasy team, so when I watch
games, haven't watched my fantasy. The minute my quarterback got hurt today, I stopped concerned. I stopped looking at my fantasy team. I had no more concern. Deshaun Watson. Jeez.
That's tough right there. That's tough business right there. But seems to be a thrilling game between the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots. I'm guessing it's going to be a thrilling game between the Miami Dolphins and the Eagles tonight. Two heavyweights throwing haymakers left and right. Will it be a knockout, drag-out fight? Will it be a track meet? We will find out.
I tell you right now, get your track shoes on and get to your local establishment. Dolphin fans, they should be – I don't want to see anybody waiting. You should know this is a Sunday night game, and unless you've eaten already, you had the big family dinner you don't need to eat at the local bar, get your asses over right now so that you have a seat. And oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
Buffalo's showing how physical they are. They just got trucked over. Oh, there's a flag. Okay. I was wondering where
I was about to say.
Okay. So if you're not ready yet, we've done our best. We're going to get you more ready for the next 4 hours with the Dolphins pregame. It is called Game Day Uncensored. You got our dudes, Alex Dono.
They won't be cursing, guys. I don't know why it's called Game Day Uncensored, but they won't be cursing.
We would be cursing.
Ooh. It would definitely be
We should do one off the radio one day. Just
yeah,
here
if they don't,
on Twitch and YouTube.
If they don't slave us.
We're gonna get, yeah, that's true. We don't have any free time. But Alex Dono, Omar Kelly, Alejandro Solana, they're going to give you 4 hours like no one else can of pregame for Dolphins, Eagles. Vlad is going to be at the Dania Improv. Maybe I'll be at Cafe Prima Pasta. Maybe I won't. If you see me, come on by. We'll have some drinks. We'll have some Italian food. We'll have a good time.
Happy birthday, nephew.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Grayson.
And hopefully happy nights for Dolphins fans. This has been Sports Day on 560 WQAM.
Later, Slugs.